think Gordon can do some really good different British accents.
You're such an idiot.
You don't think you can.
No, I know that I can't, and the only reason you say that is because you have what is called a tin ear. You have no sense of what's accurate and what's not.
So yesterday on the show, I made him promise that he would try his British accent on a local. So we go out to dinner last night in Soho, and afterwards, we're walking the streets. I said, okay, you got to do it. Now, it's a miserable evening. It was rainy and cold.
Yes, and I have to tell you, I hated you for making me do this.
Why? You're never going to see these people again.
I have to see P1s again.
So? They'll think it's funny.
No,
and you,
so
you had to rope us into it.
Because I didn't really rope you into it. You guys start talking in the background with accents that are even faker than mine.
I don't know.
It's so bad looking, and I don't think Brendan had a wife.
How do you know?
Or a girlfriend.
How do you know that?
Just, I didn't think so. I just didn't get the impression from him that he did. Now, I'm just apologizing to the P1s ahead of time. What you're going to hear is the worst attempted British accent of all time until you hear George and Craig's, and then they supplant me as the worst British accent of all time.
Okay, but I'd also like to point out that I don't think Brendan, the London local, knew we had fake accents.
Mm-mm. I think he suspected it from the get-go, and he didn't know how to break it to us that we were incredibly fake.
I don't know about you, but my British accent has been approved by Hawksby and Jacobs.
They're right. Saying that to be nice. All right, you ready to hear Brendan?
Let's
my attempt at a fake accent to see if I could blow it by a local.
Excuse me, mate. Can I ask you about sports?
The what?
Sports.
I don't really follow them.
You don't?
No.
Are you from here?
Yeah, I'm from London. What do you need to know?
About American football. Do you know where...
Sorry, man. I've got no idea.
The Dallas Cowboys are coming to town.
No. Not sorry, man.
Do you know any American football teams? Any clubs?
I don't even know English football teams, let alone American.
But you seem like the sort of guy who would, you know... Know a little bit about it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Can you identify where I'm from?
Where you're from? somewhere south of the equator.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. Can you do an American accent?
Are you filming this?
No, a taping. For radio.
Why are you taping it?
Because we're a radio show, me and these
which is
two
what?
Guys right here.
Talk sport.
I'm on a sports show.
A sports show? You are, yes.
Are you kidding me?
No. We're not live right now.
Is this an actual prank?
No, it's not a wind-up. We're actually going to play this tomorrow.
Cool, okay.
A breakfast show.
Right, so you want me to do an American accent?
Yes, if you could.
All right, then. God, I don't really know what I'm talking about right now, but I feel kind of like put on the spot, to be honest.
That's pretty good.
Are you serious?
Yes, I actually do think it's pretty good. Do you think it's
quite good? Quite good. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. What's your name?
No, it's Brendan.
Brendan?
Yeah.
Okay, Brendan, how old are you?
Brendan.
I'm 20.
Married?
No, hell no. Hell no.
Why hell no?
I live with a couple. That's, like, dramatic enough.
Oh, you're with a... Like,
no,
romantically
no.
With a couple?
My flatmates are a couple.
Oh.
So that's...
You're not involved sexually with them?
No, why are you asking me these things?
Well, just because I was curious. The conversation seemed to lead there.
Okay.
Does he think that's where you're from?
I would ask. South of the equator.
Did he get it?
What?
Did he get it?
No. What about you?
Brendan, do you think his beard's nasty?
Is my beard
nasty? It's pretty all right, to be honest.
Well, thank you for your time.
No worries.
Okay. Thanks, Brendan.
So, thank you.
So there it is.
Oh, nailed it.
I
never did.
No, I'm fading in and out of it. And then your British accent is just right out of a Python sketch.
Nasty.
Do you think it's nasty? Right?
Here's why I think they buy our accents. Because when he did his American accent, it wasn't that bad. And when this morning when Hawksby and Jacobs two talk sport hosts were with us. They did American voices, and it was pretty good. And so I think if they had just walked in doing nothing but American voices and we didn't know them, we would think they're American.
Yeah, and they really felt unsure about it, too, but they really were pretty close.
Yeah.
I'm not going to kind of go into the little bit casual thing.
Like, yeah, what was that?
I don't know.
What
was that? Kind of a mumble thing. I'm not involved romantically.
You bets.
Well, who was that?
You. I was trying to impersonate you.
I never said, you better.
I was just pretending like you're a DJ or something.
Like
talking about a Pete Townsend song.
Give me a fake name of a DJ I'd be pretending to be.
Well, you used to do an impersonation of Christopher Hackett.
What?
Now what? This is news.
Go ahead.
Nothing. He just used to drive me crazy because he would jump from format to format and he would use the same voice.
He's a longtime Dallas-Fort Worth DJ.
Yeah, and he's probably still around.
He's still spinning wax. Yeah.
And that was You Better, You Better, You Bet by the Who? It was so soft talking.
Actually, just Pete Townsend.
Oh, Pete Townsend, sorry.
All right, well, good job, Gordo. I think you nailed it. I think he had no idea, but I do think that you guys had some interesting chemistry, though. Didn't you think that, Junior?
Oh, yeah.
It was also funny to watch Junior when he was doing his British accent. He has to put his eyebrows way up in the air.
Did he get it wrong?
Did he get it wrong? Oh, gosh.
Man, why do I have to be a child character out of a Dickens
novel? Yeah. All you know is like old Disney movies of British people.
Did he get it right?
Did he get it right?
You need to isolate that.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, it's 8:48 here.